Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party radio show. I just returned from seeing D'Souza's movie, The Death of a Nation, and I have to tell you, he's very pro-Trump. And the topic of my subject tonight is Trump's magic wand. And I tweet to the president all the time because I doubt if any of my tweets get through. But you never can tell. I often feel that whatever you send, it might be good. Whoever's reading the tweet introduces it as his idea or her idea. But for the greater honor and glory of the United States and its people, I have to try and tweet Trump, who is being mistweeted by the non-Twumpers. I have to pay a tribute to Sarah Sanders for dealing with Jim DeCosta, the slime ball from CNN. I tell you, if that was the greatest generation up there on the podium when he starts with his little sissy tactics, they would have come down off the stage and beat him up. And as my father would say, we'll make short work of this guy. Acosta is a real maggot. And but then again, he's helped destroy CNN. So he's working for Trump. He just doesn't know it. And I don't know if you've checked the ratings lately, but CNN has just been passed. They're down so low, they've just been passed by SpongeBob SquarePants. So CNN also stands for the Communist Nut Network. Now you got to think about this. 8 years under Obama, there's a woman called Frances Fox Piven. She is a big communist. She's in her 70s. She has been communist all her life. She believes the best way to bring communism to the United States, Soviet-style communism, Chi-Com-style communism, the best way to bring it to the United States is to break the United States financially so they have no money for defense, and then anybody can walk in and take it over. And she was on C-SPAN, and an associate guest was sitting with her who happened to be Arab and a KGB agent. And this was a couple of years ago, and she was on C-SPAN, went out on the airwaves, and she said, Obama, under the radar, has planted many good people. So I say, which good people is he talking about? The IRS? The Pentagon? The CIA? The FBI? The Department of Injustice? And what other agencies? The BLM? The EPA? You think about it. So let's say you wanted to investigate all the money that the Clintons got from the Russians. If you like the $525,000 for a speech, now that's not the only payment. Like the $3 million from the Sultan of Morocco for 3 minutes of a phone call conversation. I'm sorry, Sultan, your time is up. Please deposit another $3 million. What else? Oh, how about selling Russia uranium and they sell it to the Iranians? And then the press lies about it, and the press tells you it's only 20% of the uranium. Yes, it's only 20%. But you know what they say about facts and figures? Facts don't lie, but liars figure. What they don't tell you, it's 100% of all the uranium coming out of the ground. We're being ripped off, and Trump is stopping the ripoffs. Every day he stops another ripoff. What's his cut? Love of country. Takes no money. Doesn't even drink a toast with alcohol. Does no drugs. Doesn't even smoke. So he is at 70 years old is the new 50. Me at 79 is the new 79. Yeah. Unbelievable. I joke, I say I'm looking for a younger woman, and all the young girls get real upset. And then I say, somebody about 78, 77. And then they all giggle. Yeah, unbelievable. So, hats off to Sandra Sanders. She holds her own fighting communism every day. I can't wait to see her press conference. I can't. I hope it's at the same time every day, like 1 o'clock or something, so I don't miss one. And another guy I hate to miss, and I miss him all the time, is Mark Simone. By the time I wake up to the fact that I should turn on my radio, he's already off the air. He's 9 to 11. But I can see the podcasts. And I'll tell you, one news network that I don't get that I hear great things about is One American News. My son gets a One American News, and he swears by it. And he tells me things that I don't see on even Fox. Like, he called me tonight, and he says, did you know that Antifa up in Portland, Oregon, took over ICE headquarters, got up on the roof, and pulled down the American flag and put up the Antifa flag? None of the media covered that. You think you're going to see that on CNN? Yeah, and I don't get One American News because the big boys don't want One American News to have national coverage, because they'll be number one in the news. But having said that, so I went to see Dinesh D'Souza's The Death of a Nation, and he played clips of all the communists attacking Trump, and one of the communists was the one who paid Iran $157 billion to kill American troops, paid them the money overnight, faster than a Benghazi rescue. And what do you think the Iranians did with the money? They bought more copper lugs to pack the IEDs with to shred the bodies of Americans, and Obama paid them for it. They're going to tell you they negotiated a nuke deal. No, they didn't. They sold out the country, and they sold out the lives of 1,700 GIs under Obama who died in Afghanistan. blown to shreds by IEDs made in Iran. They paid Iran to wound 17,000 GIs with IEDs packed with copper lugs. I have a picture that I put up all the time of a beautiful girl in a bikini with a blonde ponytail blowing in the wind. She's jogging on the beach. Guess what's missing? Her feet. She's on banana shoes. Yeah. Obama paid for that. And you know what money he used? They'll tell you, the communists will tell you, it was Iranian money. We seized it. Yeah, you know why we seized it? Because the Iranians murdered 223 Marines who were asleep, unarmed, in their barracks in Beirut. And one of those Marines happens to be from my neighborhood, but he didn't get murdered. He survived. His name is Chapura. And he's on a flag in my church, along with, I think, 47 names. Guys like Vernon Cherry, Faustino Apostol, Wolf Eric Olson, a real great guy. They all died on 9/11. So Chapura, the Marine, survived the Beirut barracks bombing, and Obama got him as a fireman on 9/11. And my slogan is a New York slogan, but it applies to everybody. Guys like Pat Tillman, who the communists mocked and called him a jerk and a fool, because after 9/11, he walked away from an $11 million football contract to go serve his country that he loved. And he was killed by friendly fire in a firefight, which can happen very easy. And General McChrystal was accused of covering it up. But General McChrystal only covered it up to save pain and anguish to the parents. And of course, you know, the communists ran to the parents right away. You know how they used to do that in a mother's face and say, how did you feel now that your son is dead under George Bush? But when 1,700 Americans were murdered and paid for by Obama, they never stuck a mic in anybody's face. You didn't even see one name. You didn't see the 17,000 wounded. You know why? Because the communist media covered it up. You know how they covered it up? They identified them as NATO troops to be identified later. And 8 years later never came. And that's what your media is doing to you. If you're watching The View, if you're watching CBS, if you're watching ABC, CBS, constant BS, ABC, always be communist, NBC, nothing but communist, CNN, the Communist Nut Network. If you're watching those channels, you're not getting true news. You're not getting the truth. Fox is the closest thing to the truth. But One American News is right on the money. And I regret not getting it. I know I can see it on the computer. But I'm a clicker. I'm a TV clicker. Okay, we're going to break for a tune. And the tune we picked is an old 50s rock and roll song, Blue Moon. Dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon moon blue moon dip 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 moon moon blue moon dip 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
off, dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then they suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms would ever.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on, ding, boom. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding it, on, ding, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon.
Okay, so in D'Souza's movie tonight, at first I got to tell you, I tweet the president. I give him ideas like second tax cut. All he's got to do is say, I'm working on a second tax cut. He's got 20 points in the polls. And you know what the most beautiful thing he could do in a second tax cut? Are you ready for this? This definitely gives him 20% in the polls. No taxes, city, state, or federal. And of course, he'd have to fight the city and state to cooperate. But no taxes over 40 hours. You got people that are working 80 hours a week. And they're busting their chops just to bring home a few extra bucks. And the government, after they've done 40 hours on their blood, sweat, and tears, now comes in and takes half of the other 40 hours. That's not right. Should be taxes only on the first 40 hours every week, and no taxes on anything over 40 hours per week. If Trump does that, they're going to make him a king. And I'm watching. Laura Ingraham had a couple of black ministers on tonight. And Trump had a couple of black ministers at the White House the other day. And I got to tell you something about gospel blacks. They have one master. His name is Jesus. And everything they do is in his name. All their songs are in his name. So a while back, I sent a tweet to Trump. And I said, closing of your rallies, you should have a black gospel choir singing a favorite gospel, black gospel hymn. You know what that hymn is? The Battle Hymn of the Republic. It was the number two choice for a national anthem. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. That's the Battle Hymn of the Republic. It was second only to the Star Spangled Banner. And blacks love it because it reminds them of being set free. And I said, at his closing, he should have a black gospel choir singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic. But who listens to me? I'm just one voice laughing in the wilderness. But I watched D'Souza's movie from start to credits. And the closing At the closing of the film, they had a black gospel choir. And guess what song they sang? The Battle Hymn of the Republic. So I tweeted Trump. I says, I told you, go watch D'Souza's movie. And you may see him change the second tune at closing, because it's not that good, the second tune. It's too generic. We need solid American patriotism in that closing tune. And also, he is going to pull a bigger percentage of gospel blacks, and the communists don't like that. But you can't silence gospel blacks when the communists say, we're now going to have a moment of silence and we don't want to hear your prayer. And they're going to shout hallelujah and sing, I need a church. And Latino families also he's going to pull, because they're making more money and they're getting treated better. And don't buy this communist lie that the Democrats are concerned for the 2,000 babies that have been pulled from their mothers' arms. First off, a lot of their mothers are coyotes and they're not female. Okay? And they're smuggling the kids in for devilish reasons. And in D'Souza's movie, when he plays the election night, and when the Democrats broke down and cried, after laughing when Trump put his hat in the ring, they all mocked Trump. They thought it was a big joke. And then the people came out and said, we're going to, you know what? We're going to take that smile off your face. Vote Trump. Vote Trump. Click, click. And one woman commentator, after Trump won, you know what she said? Girls, you better get your abortions now. So tell me how a party who thinks abortions, where every day 4,700 American babies are pulled apart and sold for spare parts, how can they be compassionate for 1,000 illegal invader babies that have been pulled from the arms of their mothers? Yet they don't want DNA ID. They don't want your picture on the driver's license, and they don't want DNA ID so we can tie the kid and his mother. But you know who's getting DNA IDs? The tune I played for you tonight, Blue Moon. That's a 50s rock and roll. That's when America was America. Everything was ours, even the music. I was in high school in the 50s, and Korea broke out. And a lot of my friends had joined the National Guard in my neighborhood, 168th Street, Armory. And the reason they joined, they were underage. They lied about their age because they wanted to go to the beer parties and they wanted to strut around the neighborhood in fatigues and look military and impress the girls. And then Korea broke out and that 168th Street Armory got activated to go to Korea. And all the mothers had to go down and tell the sergeant their kids were only 16. So you know that armory went to Korea under strength. And now Vice President Pence was in Hawaii. And then I think he was in maybe Delaware or Texas to welcome home 55 GIs who died in Korea. Now, at the time that Korea broke out, the United States was just coming off about maybe 7 years earlier, World War II. And all those guys were all out of the service. And it was a peacetime army. and they weren't ready. I think, if I remember correctly, the Oklahoma National Guard got activated and they got cut to pieces in Korea. And then we got to Korea and we found out that the World War II bazooka didn't work on the Russian tanks. So they had to quickly come up with the 3.5 rocket launcher. Which yours truly fired through a window once. In peacetime. But anyway, so we took a beat and we got driven back to the port of Pusan. We were almost pushed off the Korean Peninsula. And then MacArthur came in and he pulled a fantastic maneuver. He decided he would cut the peninsula at Incheon, and he used his Marines to invade Incheon in a risky maneuver, because the tide, when it changes, I think becomes 30 feet higher than low tide. And they were afraid that the guys were going to get caught on the beach and drowned. But it turned out that it was a classic maneuver, and we caught the North Koreans by surprise. We cut them off, and we advanced all the way up to the Yalu River. Now, at that time, there was a draft. Just like in Nam, there was a draft. And those guys that went, they all got drafted. In my neighborhood, if you didn't push up your draft, you would not be called until you were 26 years old. That's how many guys were going in beforehand. So at 18, me and three of my buddies, we all went and volunteered for the draft, and we went into the service. We did our 2 years, and then we were out, and we could start our lives at 20, 21. But in the Korean War, a lot of guys, it was a bloody war. It was I can't even fathom how cold it was there. And the famous Marine retreat, which they say they were just attacking in another direction, and they were, because they were surrounded. So it wasn't really a retreat. They were fighting their way out of being surrounded. The Chosen Reservoir, which they call the Frozen Chosen. And they displayed some valiant efforts to break out of. That's when the Red Chinese came in and the encirclement. And we learned some sad things in the Korean War. I remember reading a book in high school, and I think it was one out of three American prisoners of war died at the hands of other Americans. The North Koreans really played with the minds, POWs. As a matter of fact, as a result of the Korean War, and the fact that so many GIs turned on one another in captivity, the government came up, or the army came up with the Uniform Code of Military Justice, or a Fighting Man's Code, and they listed, I will never do this, I'll only give my name, rank, and serial number. There was 10 items on the code. And that's how sad it had become. But I remember those guys coming back, and they were different. We didn't have a name for post-traumatic syndrome at that time. But they had been through the ringer. And now Trump is trying to get 5 or 6,000 of them back, and he's got an installment of 55. And I remember that they carried the remains in little boxes, but when I seen them in the States, they were all in big coffins. And it was nice of Vice President Pence to be there, to share the pain and anguish of relatives from 65 years ago. So God bless the Korean War vets. And I'm watching Trump at his rally last night, and he missed an opportunity. Sitting right behind him were little kids. And sitting among the little kids was a Korean War vet. And all he had to do, and the guy was wearing a Korean vet hat, all he had to do was turn around and say, "Thank you for your service." It would have been a home run. He brought him down to the mic and said something positive. It would have been a home run. And speaking of doing things positive, I'm watching for the first NFL game. And if I see one kneecapper, that's it for me. The NFL is finished. So, on guard, NFL. So, D'Souza was showing a different clips from the communists. And then they showed the head communist, Barack Hussein Obama. And he was poo-pooing Trump. He'll never be president. And how is he going to get the economy going? What does he have, a magic wand? Ha ha ha. And so I quickly tweeted El Trumpo and said, "Your next prop, you carry it in your jacket, a magic wand." And then you can refer to Obama's put down and then bring out the magic wand. I guarantee you, 20 points in the polls. Turn to another tune. We'll make your day. Let's see what we got. Ah, this is a nice one. This is one that brings us all together. hear Sandra Sanders say she's the first press officer in the service of a president that has to have Secret Service protection? Can you imagine how much protection President Trump needs? I used to say, I never want any harm to come to President Obama or President Clinton. For selfish reasons, I didn't want to see that garbage truck going down 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in a ceremony with the tar galoshes on the running boards turned inside out. Yeah, but pray for your president, because there are people who want to see him dead. You can see it in the vitriol. It's not rhetoric, it's vitriol. So say a little prayer for your president. I thought about that as I thought about a four-year-old girl whose mother threw her off a bridge today, and they recovered her body. And everybody was so upset that was blogging. If you really want to know what's going on, you got to read the blogs. Glance at the article, but go to the blogs. Of course, you got to separate out the communist blogs that you know these guys are being paid to inject a certain hatred. But if you go to the average American's blog, and that's another thing, some of the bloggers are not American. But if you go to the average American's blog, you can get a consensus of opinion on what's going on in the country. Don't take it from the newspaper. Don't take it from the talk shows. Take it from the bloggers who are really sincere. After a while, you'll get a feel for who's real and who's not. So I called for a little prayer for the girl. The little girl. My argument against abortion is if you let the child live till they're 18 months old, you'll get to hear them say, I love you, mommy. Wouldn't that be reward enough? Instead of hearing a news host say, you better get your abortions now, girls. Unbelievable. We got a bigger problem than as big as abortion, and it's worse because we're aborting grown-ups and they're being aborted with opiates that are coming from China, especially fentanyl. And all this crap is now laced with fentanyl. Just like the cigarette manufacturers put in superior nicotine to keep you hooked on cigarettes, don't you think that the Chi-Coms and the Russians are putting in a super enhancers, catalysts for the weed that you're smoking to get you on bigger and more deadly stuff? You are the experimental rat. You just don't know it. And date rape drugs? Unbelievable. I remember David Letterman saying to a live audience on the air that Sarah Palin's baby girl, her little one, should be raped during a seventh inning stretch by A-Rod at a baseball game, and the audience thought it was funny. If you did that to the greatest generation's daughter, outside at the stage door would be waiting her father to talk to David Letterman. Yeah. And they wouldn't have to send an ambulance. They could just send a pickup truck. It's really sad. Yeah, and if that was a mafioso's daughter that he was talking about, he would be on his way to Staten Island in the trunk of a Lincoln. Yeah. And they'd be doing a scene from Goodfellas. Where's Letterman? He's gone. And there's nothing we could do about it. Okay. We're going to do a tune called No Other Love. I hope it's good. This is a World War II gal. Married to a World War II guy.
No other love.
Joe Stafford.
Can warm my heart. Now that I've known the comfort of your arms. No other love. Oh, the sweet contentment that I find.
Imagine that. No other love. And here we got a 50% divorce rate among the people with papers. Can you imagine what it is among the hookups? The B-52 love. Yeah, refueling. Unbelievable. A 50% divorce rate. You know, kids suffer from PTSD. Kids from a divorced families, the same. It's sad. It's really sad. But that's the way the cookie crumbles, huh? That's life in the big city. Too many lawyers. Too many divorce lawyers. Now, you hear that song, I Was Born With Love To Love You. Doesn't that beat rap crap? I nailed that. I NFL'd that hoe in the elevator. I dragged her out by her foot and threw her in the street. This is a rap love song. Give me a break. And you know, blacks get a bad rap. Because there are gospel blacks who sing of nothing but love. Wear it in that King Coles. Wear it at Plattis. Wear it at Lou Rawls. It's unbelievable. Drugs is going to get us. Drugs is the big disaster. Right now, the greedy people are trying to make money on marijuana. They're going to score big. If you buy marijuana stocks, you're going to get a good ride. You're going to make a lot of money. And then the next stock you got to buy is rehab stocks, because we're going to have more rehab units than churches. And I don't know if you've seen the ads for rehab. Come out to California. They show a beautiful girl in a black evening gown. Her hair is tousled, and she's sitting on the floor. And she's going out to California to get massages, and they're going to bring her back. They're going to get her off heroin. You know how many people get off heroin? 1%. Heroin is a death warrant. And now they want everybody to carry around an overdose, what they call it, Narcan, an overdose antidote. If you want to see how bad the opiate problem is, and it's just in its infancy, go to any emergency room anytime and see what comes through the door. The good news is, if 5 come through the door, only 1 dies. 4 get saved by Narcan. But we're in trouble. And there will be more rehab units, and it's going to be big money. So back to the girl in Santa Monica getting the rubdowns and good food. That's not going to be you. You're going to be in a clinic. You're going to be with the zombies, the walking dead, waiting for a scrambled egg sandwich. Man, is my sandwich coming here yet, man? Come on, when is the methadone coming? I got to sell the methadone to get the real stuff. You don't want to see what heroin does. Beautiful women turn into witches overnight. Their teeth fall out. You have no idea what you're going to put yourself through. And all you scientists out there that think you can handle the experiment, I got news for you. The cemeteries are full of scientists who failed their experiment. So there's only one way to beat drugs. You don't do the first one. You never miss what you never had. Don't do the first one. So we're going to close our show with a tribute to the World War II generation, the greatest generation. Had they lost the World War II, you and I would not be here today. You would be on somebody's bayonet. Because if Germany and Japan had won, none of us would be alive. So I'm going to play you the Star Spangled Banner that was created by the cast of World War II just before they left for D-Day. And here's something a lot of people don't know. The greatest generation left these shores to keep us safe and did not expect to survive the war. Most of them did not expect to come home. So all that bravado, we'll see you when we get back, and we won't, and we'll be, what's that song? Over there, say a prayer for the Yanks are coming. And we won't be home till it's over there. Well, you just saw 55 GIs in boxes from 65 years ago. And this is to Bruce Springsteen. I read the second verse of your Born in USA patriotic song. And you're the biggest singing communist I ever saw. You know what the second verse says? Sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. Why, there were no yellow men in South Vietnam? There were no yellow men in South Korea? 59,000 Americans died to save the yellow man from communism. It's easy for you to go communist when you're a millionaire. You're what I call a Grey Poupon communist. So here's the Star Spangled Banner by the cast of World War II. I apologize. This is on a vinyl record. There's 47 scratches in the record. Every scratch represents 8,000 men who died as quickly as that scratch was made. So say a little prayer for them tonight that they made it to paradise. And now they live happily ever after, ever after. As the drums begin to roll, listen for the ocean's roar.